Penguin Random House Audio presents Blood at the Root, A Racial Cleansing in America. This is the author, Patrick Phillips. Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Lewis Allen, 1937. Introduction, Law of the Land. All night, as May Crow drifted in and out of consciousness, searchers called through the pines, the sound of her name rising and fading into the drone of the tree frogs. There, in the woods along the Chattahoochee River, in the Appalachian foothills north of Atlanta, she'd been beaten and left to die, and now lay too bloodied and breathless to answer. Near dawn, as the first rays of sunlight dappled the gully, a farmer who'd known May all her life came stamping down a narrow footpath. He stopped in his tracks, turned, and hollered for the others to come. By the next day, September 10, 1912, the Forsyth County Sheriff had arrested three young black suspects. And while it would take 2 months and three separate deployments of the Georgia National Guard before Ernest Knox, 16, and Oscar Daniel, 18, were formally tried, convicted, and sentenced to hang, for the third prisoner, a 24-year-old man named Rob Edwards, death came quickly. When a rumor spread that Big Rob had confessed to the crime, a group of white farmers stormed the county jail and, according to one witness, shot Edwards as he cowered in his cell, then bashed in his skull with crowbars. Others say Edwards emerged alive, pleading for mercy, and died while being dragged from the back of a wagon, a noose cinched tight around his neck. As spectators streamed toward the town square, someone lobbed a rope over the yard arm of a telephone pole and hoisted Edwards.